Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. That is an electric Robert Kraft yesterday. He sounds fired up, doesn't he?
I'm also told to calm down quite a bit. That is a problem that I have.
Yeah, the Twitch chat tells me that
daily.
15 times a day. Yeah.
He's very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Moses and Robert Spillane.
Imagine if Milton Williams played 75% of the snaps
in
Philly.
That'd be amazing.
How excited he'd be.
It is kind of wild, and because I like the free agent signings, and I am excited about it. They are spending money, so there's sort of like reason for optimism for the team. They still are missing a left tackle. They're still missing a wide receiver or wide receivers. But it's amazing that you have this big show, you have a press conference, you have the owner of the team talking, you have the, I guess, you know, whatever Elliott Wolf's role is, then you have Mike Vrabel, and then you bring out these players, and you're holding them up, and you're like, there's not a Pro Bowl to be seen there, there's not an All-Pro, not, like, what? I made the joke earlier
Has
about
Carlton
the...
Has Davis never made a Pro Bowl?
Double check that.
Okay, I wouldn't project him to make it this year.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And so on the giant pendulum swing that is the Celtics press conferences. He has one.
Never made a Pro Bowl.
Okay, so there's no Pro Bowlers up there, right? Did Milton Williams make a Pro Bowl?
No, definitely not.
So no Pro Bowlers up there. This isn't Garnett, Allen, and Pierce. Now, it's also not Chris Humphreys, Marshawn Brooks, Keith Bogans, but still, it's like, I don't know, it's right in the middle of that, or is it going to be a little bit closer to that? So, yeah, I'm excited, but you also have a bunch of guys that sort of a wait and see, like how good they're going to be. You're coming off a couple of really bad years back-to-back.
He wasn't there yesterday. Harold Landry did somehow sneak into a Pro Bowl one year.
Not there, though. Not on the dais.
Back in 2021.
He wasn't
on the dais. Other than that, combined no Pro Bowls sitting there yesterday, yeah.
And Robert's being told he's going to calm down?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're telling him? They're like, yeah. Dude, relax.
I mean, maybe that's why they didn't sign any Pro Bowlers, because Robert couldn't handle having like an actual Pro Bowl wide receiver or Pro Bowl left. He wouldn't be able to handle it.
If you had Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin up there,
uh-huh.
I'd be pretty excited.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'd be very excited.
So I was
They
still,
don't have those guys.
I was still stunned yesterday when we threw live to the press. We knew the Patriots were having a press conference. I assumed it would be Vrabel and Wolf. We knew players were going to be there. I was stunned when we tossed to it live. I didn't have the video up. And the first voice I heard was Robert. I was like, I was not ready for that. The last time it happened, Andy Hart told us this yesterday during the crossover. The last time it happened was Rosie Colvin in 2003. That's the last time they had a press conference like this. And I don't even know if it was the same. Was it just Colvin? Was it four free agents? Did Robert speak at it? Did Bill speak at it? Like, who was actually talking at that? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the last time they had anything even approaching this, approximating this. Sure, they'll make players available. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, they made Juju Smith-Schuster available, like, in the media workroom in, like, a scrum. It wasn't even at a podium, I don't think. So they've never done or... It's been a long time, I should say, since they've done anything like this, and I didn't expect Robert out front demanding, begging for the credit.
Well, there's been a lot of bad publicity for him. I mean, it goes back to firing Belichick. That really split the fan. Well, it goes back further.
It goes back to the dynasty.
Brady. No, it goes back to Brady.
Okay, well,
Brady's gone. That annoyed some people, but you're like, all right, let's see. He's an older quarterback. How's that going to play out? They win the Super Bowl, so that doesn't look good for Kraft. Then the team isn't very good, but they're like, let's wait and see. There's so much goodwill built up. Then the dynasty is really what turned fans against him. He fires Belichick. 50% agreed with the call, but then still were mad at him the way he was piling on in the dynasty.
Right.
50% won't forgive him because Belichick, their eyes, you know, should not have been fired.
Like, for instance, Robert made the right move firing Bill, I think. I think it was time. I think he was done. It's pathetic what's going on at UNC. You've seen the latest? I know you have.
Yeah, I have.
Jordan being CC'd on all the emails at UNC.
Well, who had that story about him, like, legit being his manager agent? It seems like that's very true.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, the whole thing with Bill, it was right to fire Bill. It's pathetic. What's going on with Bill?
But to hire Mayo.
Okay.
And not interview any coaches?
And even people who thought it was the right move to fire Bill, I didn't want Mayo, and I hated what Robert did in the dynasty.
Yeah, the dynasty was a tough look for him, so people were mad.
Jonathan accusing him of, you know...
Hernandez, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Even people who thought it was the right move to move on from Bill, I didn't like the replacement, and I didn't like what they did to him in the dynasty.
So Q rating very low. I do think, now this was his own mistake, but after 1 year firing Mayo and then hiring Vrabel did kind of prop him up a little bit. I mean, from where he was,
bounce back.
Those were two very popular moves. But there's still the, how come we don't have any good players here? Like, you got to spend money. And all the stats that come out about, you know, cash spending over the last handful of years, and they're towards the bottom of it. That's a tough look. So people are happy about Vrabel, but they're still questioning Robert Kraft. So they do spend some money. Milton Williams, one of the biggest free agent contracts given out this year. And boom, they have a day, and he's front and center talking about how excited he is for the season.
And so I thought you were bringing up the dynasty for this purpose. That really was maybe not the beginning, but the public, declaration that Robert wants credit. Robert feels he doesn't get enough credit. Why is everybody talking about Belichick? Why is everybody talking about Brady? What about me? Me, me, me. And so you saw that in the dynasty, and I think that's what you saw yesterday. You saw the same old man looking for credit.
And I just
think it's sad. Yeah,
like during
it is.
Tom Brady, like when they were celebrating Tom Brady, there's like a lot of, you know, wanting to get a message across that's already been pushed across. Like, we know that you're a fan of the team, Robert.
Yeah.
Like we.
Oh, you sat on the metal bleachers?
We know that.
Oh, you were a season ticket holder.
But I think he's...
Oh, the old Boston Patriots at Fenway. You went to all four stadiums. You went to all those
games. He's clearly aware, though, of the criticism because he keeps wanting to do that, kind of relate to the fan when the fan's screaming, hey, if we were a billionaire, we would have paid for some good players. Right? Like that, you can't look at a diehard fan in the face and be like, I'm just like you, but then not pay players. Right? Like, that's not how it would work. And so this is a positive sign. Like, this is definitely a step in the right direction. The last three seasons in the offseason, they wouldn't have signed Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, and Harold Landry. They wouldn't have brought in all these guys.
No.
And so they did. And so you have reason to be excited about it. But, I mean, people aren't going to forget how you've spent on the team since Tom Brady left.
Update from the Patriots. I don't think we need the breaking news sounder for this one.
Oh, boy.
But update. Tom Pelissero, veteran offensive lineman, not tackle, offensive lineman, Wes Schweitzer, signing with the Patriots on a one-year deal.
All right.
You familiar with his game?
Not significantly familiar.
Hang on.
He's a nice guy.
Schweitzer.
Played in Schweitzer. 62 games. He's played
Did he play in Tennessee? That's what I'm looking up right now.
Atlanta, Washington, and the Jets.
Oh, nice. More Jets offensive lineman.
Last year with the Jets, he played in 4 games.
Okay, good.
So
good signing.
62 career starts, 90 career games.
All right. Egg on
via San Jose State, where he was a 6th-round pick in 2016 by the Falcons.
Egg on my face. I said they weren't doing anything. Shame on me.
They got an offensive player.
So there you go. Add him to
Wes
the mix.
Schweitzer?
Do we know what Schweitzer. What is
Schweitzer.
Do we know where he plays? He said he's played some center.
Yeah,
he's played
everywhere.
He looks like an interior offensive player is what he looks like.
Maybe he's
the last 2 years he's just listed as OL, so that's good.
Said he played center for Washington in 2022, and then, left and right guard. So
is that your Andrews replacement? That's my fear.
I hope not.
I would also hope not.
Hopefully it's just a, you know, body.
Right.
You have to have whatever it is, 8 linemen, something like that. They go through them like crazy. A lot of these guys get hurt, so there's one.
They've been linked to Chad Graff? Kraft. Chad Graff said yesterday at The Athletic they've been linked to Garrett Bradbury. Is that the name?
Yeah, he's a starter, the Viking starter.
So maybe you're in on him, and maybe this guy is depth, but there's a signing they made. There's also an update on Cooper Kupp while we're updating things.
They're not getting him. Is that the update?
Well, you're in a tough spot over there because you don't think they're going to get him, but Diana Rossini said the Pats are out.
So maybe they're in. Yeah, that is so gotta, tough. I don't know how to balance that.
You got to figure out, do you stand with Diana or do you not? You got to figure out.
No, she might be right on this. She might be right on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff Howell, The Athletic, he's had a lot of Cooper Kupp information today. He's the one who earlier today said Kupp wants $15 million a year. He prefers the West Coast, but $15 million a year would open up his list of suitors quite a bit, which is, I think, the way of saying, well, yeah, if you give him $15 million a year, he'll sign. Doesn't matter if you're a West Coast team or not.
So this is also one of those things that's kind of frustrating because Adam Schefter, when we played it earlier in the show, was talking about Chris Godwin and how the Patriots offered 25, maybe, possibly, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Yeah, he said potentially 28, 29, 30.
Chris Godwin?
So $30 million. Yeah. No, but play this out.
Yeah.
Were they really in on Chris Godwin for $30 million, but they're terrified of $15 for Kupp?
Yeah.
Is Godwin twice the player Cooper Kupp is?
Kupp was playing at the end of last year. Godwin did not finish the season. So, I mean, if you're worried about injuries with Kupp, you should be worried about it with Godwin.
I would rather have Godwin, but I don't think he's worth twice.
Is he twice the player?
I'm not, like, running away from $15 million on Kupp. Oh, real quick, Phil Perry has an update, too, on Schweitzer.
Oh, good.
He says that Patriots receivers coach Todd Downing was the pass game coordinator for the Jets while Schweitzer was there.
Yeah, so Schweitzer and Morgan Moses. Let's bring in the Jets offensive line last year. That was good.
Yeah, they were great. They won five games last year.
It's a good question on the text line. 617-779-7937. Yeah, but how clean is he?
Probably not as clean as Milton Williams.
That's for Bedard to fill in the gaps. Nobody cleaner than Milton. He's clean everywhere.
Head to toe.
Milton Williams.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Howe did say the Seahawks, Saints, Cowboys, and Broncos are among the teams that have shown varying levels of interest in Kupp.
Where do you think Kupp goes? People wanted a Kupp check on
Seattle?
The text line. You're saying Seattle?
I think, yeah, because the Cowboys sound like they're out. Schefter initially said they were looming or whatever, and then he said, no, they're out. Howe says they're a long shot. I think I'd wager on Seattle. If you asked me this yesterday, I would have said Jacksonville, though, so I don't have a strong feeling on it.
So he's from Washington, the state of Washington, went to Eastern Washington. I don't know how close he grew up to Seattle. But
Seattle needs a receiver. So my guess is if anybody's going to cave and give him the closest to what he wants, it's Seattle.
Chargers, you don't have to move, right? If you go from the Rams to the Chargers.
Good point.
That'd be a good place to go.
I haven't seen him linked to the Chargers, but the Chargers make a lot of sense.
I think Chargers or...
They just got Mike Williams, Keith, so settle down.
Wait, they got Mike Williams back?
Yeah, they did.
Why? Why'd they do that?
Again, you need bodies. He's their Schweitzer.
Well, they lost Joshua Palmer. I don't know.
You see that? Need. Somebody was telling me to relax. I'm just like Robert Kraft.
Good point.
Calm down.
Good point.
I think he'll still be good. You don't know how many games he's going to play. That's obviously a concern that you would have to have. But based on what is available right now, he's the best one.
One more time. We've done this periodically throughout the week. All right, they don't get Kupp. He goes to Seattle. He goes to the Chargers, wherever. Who's your pivot? In free agency, I guess they could make trades and you could swing for a home run like Ayuk or somebody like that.
I'm bringing in two fullbacks, and I'm going to run the ball every time. I'm going wishbone offense.
Is it Keenan? Where'd you settle on this? Is it Keenan Allen?
Well, I said Steph Diggs, but I guess...
Oh, right.
So Keenan Allen, actually, if Thomas Brown signs off on it, who was with him in Chicago last year, you would at least say, Harry, maybe he thinks there's something left in the tank. Because if he's telling you no, then, like, run away. Like, he was just with him last year. He doesn't look anywhere near the guy that he was with the Chargers, but that's the thing. There's nobody really left. I don't think they'll take Steph Diggs because they've talked so much about culture and reshaping the culture inside the locker room. So I don't think they'll go with him, but he's probably the best player left. Like, if you had to guess, Steph Diggs, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper?
My answer is Amari Cooper. Yep.
Yep. All right.
Amari Cooper was pretty bad. I don't blame him as much for going to Buffalo and doing nothing. That's switching an offense in the middle of the year. Like, it's not ideal, obviously.
Is he not the team's number one, but is he a number one?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he'd be their number
one. No, I know that. Most guys would be.
But he is, Keith, bad year last year. But prior to that, he had 1,250 yards 2 years ago with Cleveland. Now, he'll be 31 as opposed to 29.
Yeah, yep.
He's had
some good years, but you're going back into the rich rules. Like, if you want guys that were good 3 years ago, there's a bunch of them.
There's only one down year. I'm not going. There was only one down year for Amari Cooper.
I look for one good year is the difference.
That's true. So Cooper would be my answer, but would I feel great about a helmet?
But now you're kind of forced into it in the draft, aren't you?
Yes.
Which is not a good place to be. And I like Travis Hunter a lot, but I also like the versatility, so I'm not expecting him to play every snap on offense.
Travis Hunter, to me, is, you know, you're hoping you pair him with Gonzalez, and I guess now Carlton Davis, and that's your corner combo, and you hope you get something out of him on offense. And I would play him on offense, and I would try to. He's a special player because of his versatility. But do I believe in him as a receiver? I don't. But I would give him every opportunity to fail there. But I think that would be in 15 to 20 plays a week, something like that, like a third wide receiver package is what he would do. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel, beyond just the absurdity of Robert Kraft demanding credit when you haven't spent in forever, honestly, you really haven't spent for the most part in the 30 years you've owned the team.
Yeah, there's like a handful of times.
The last decade you haven't on balance. There's been years, 2021. And since 2021, you have not. So to come out and demand credit now is just, again, sad. But Mike Vrabel had a slip-up that you thought was Mayo-esque, Keith, as you put it.
I did.
How about this line, this exchange from Vrabel, before he was even asked anything? This is just when he's out there with his kind of opening statement on free agency.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me, Elliot, Ryan Cowden, Matt Groh, Richard Miller, that we were firing them off left and right, just trying to get back, touch, go, pivot. Because everything happens pretty quick. And that was fun, just being able to, everybody, you know, working a different angle, getting the contracts done, communicating on that, going to plan B.
Plan B!
And really, it was fun, and we're excited about the players that we had.
Okay.
It's a big three for me. It's thank me, which is just funny. It's not like a huge deal, but it's like kind of a Mayo thing, maybe kind of walk into that.
Our little group, starting with me.
I want to thank me. Also, we had to pivot, and then we had to go to plan B. Because all these guys, you could make a case all of them were plan B. I don't know if Milton Williams was because it was a ton of money. But we know Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin, all the national guys are promoting that, right? So you can't have it both ways. Those are clearly the guys that you wanted. Those are the guys you were going to invest money in. If they both said yes, what would that have been? $200 million or somewhere in there? Or maybe not 200, but like $160 million between those two guys?
And not only did he say we pivoted and went to plan B, they're all sitting right there.
Yeah.
They're right there.
And then he's like, well, we are excited about these guys, like having to like reassure himself and everybody else. So, yeah, if you just read those quotes, you could have been like, yeah, that could have been Mayo. Mayo could have said all those things.
If Mayo said it, we'd crush him. And so Vrabel, same deal.
He does have the benefit of the doubt right now. Like, let's see how this all plays out.
He does. But that's a regrettable comment with those guys sitting right there. And I do think Milton Williams was a plan B in this way.
He might be.
In this way. If at D tackle, he was the top option on the board. So he was their plan A at D tackle. But with how they wanted to allocate their money, they had, if we believe Schefter, which I am skeptical about, but I think they had real offers to Stanley and Godwin.
Right.
And when they didn't get those guys, they pivoted to plan B and went all in on Milt the Still.
Which also might be they offered him one thing. He almost signs with Carolina.
That's 100% what I think.
The Patriots then find out, oh, we're not getting Stanley or Godwin. Then let's just top our previous offer. Let's top the Panthers offer and let's just get this guy.
So they extended themselves.
You know what? I'm happy about that.
Me too. I'm happy
that they didn't just pocket the money and be like, guys, we wanted Godwin. Hey, Schefter, tell everybody how badly we wanted Godwin. Yeah. Maybe people will get off our back.
They at least spent the money. That's a Red Sox approach.
Correct.
Plan A is Juan Soto. Then there's no plan in the middle.
Yeah, we're good.
No backup plan. We don't pivot to anything.
So even though it wasn't the number one position of need, they identified a good player. So I am happy about that. It's just funny to hear Vrabel during the press conference confirm that they were all plan B.
None of you guys were our first choices, okay? None of you guys are who we actually wanted at the end of the day.
No,
we kind of got stuck with you and overpaid for you, and you're our plan Bs, and we pivoted.
Right.
And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Not in exactly those words, but that's the gist of what he said yesterday, which is Mayo-esque. I don't disagree with Keith on that. 617-779-7937. Keith, not feeling good about Cooper Kupp coming to New England?
No.
What is their plan at wide receiver, and what's their plan on defense? I actually did find that somewhat encouraging from Vrabel. We'll dig more into those comments coming up. We have more on Rafi Devers as well, considered demanding a trade.
Oof.
According to Mass Live, we'll do that, plus his odd exchange in his press conference yesterday. And the Patriots are making moves. Don't say they're not doing anything, Keith. After day one in free agency, they're making moves. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in...
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And trending, and we're right back.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the weekend review
coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Get back into Rafael Devers, his borderline trade demand this offseason, according to Sean McAdam and Mass Live. Meanwhile, I did like that line from Mike Vrabel yesterday.
Cat coverage. Do it.
I got this cat, you got that cat, let's go play.
They got the ability to do it. That is a strength of the team. So last year, there weren't really many strengths. Like, we liked Gonzalez, we liked Drake May. That might end the list, to be honest. But as far as like position groups were concerned, it was hard to say corner was like a real strength. Like, you had one really good one, but teams could go other ways. They could still throw on you if they wanted.
Right.
And even like the defensive linemen, we looked at it and we're like, I like a lot of the guys' names, but collectively they didn't really seem to work. Now, like the first thing, if somebody asks you, like, what's the strength of the Patriots? I'd say corner.
Physical man-to-man coverage should be their strength.
Yeah. And their D-line should obviously be improved. You can't throw that kind of money at Milton Williams and not expect it to improve. But, you know, the defense overall is looking pretty good. That is one side of the ball, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they have a good defense this year.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, they should.
Yeah. And that's not nothing. And that's why when we graded the offseason earlier today, when we talked about it all week, I think, when we've nitpicked some things here and there, because they haven't made any moves on offense. But
no.
It's a B offseason. It's a good offseason. They're better. Who's arguing with that? By the way, text line 617-779-7937. You guys are such hypocrites. You'd be crushing Mayo if he said what Vrabel said, the plan B approach in free agency, I guess.
That's what we were saying. No.
Is that not exactly what Keith just said? He just called it Mayo-esque. Is that not?
Yeah.
Is that not? Calling it Mayo-esque is a pretty big insult to Mike Vrabel.
That's the biggest insult for Patriots
fans.
That's
a white glove slap in the face is what that is. Yeah.
No, I was kind of surprised just how much he like blurred the lines. Like, he would have a couple comments like Mayo, and then a couple comments exactly like Bill, and you're like, wow. You average it out, it's somewhere right in the middle. But no, I was saying like, that is just comparing it to Mayo alone is insulting. And I don't think we really even insulted Mayo as much last year early on until he himself started walking everything back. And then the season played out and they were so bad.
Well,
but I actually
no, that's not true. The Thunder stuff we were all mocking.
Oh, God, yeah, good point. Yeah. No, but when he said burn some cash, I was like with him and I was hoping that he was right. And
me
then
too.
He got a talking to and then as soon as you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Okay, but even when he walked it back, I was critical of Kraft. I was like,
Like
clearly somebody told him he said too much, but I still believe they were going to burn cash at that point.
No, that's true. No, yeah, you're right. Thunder Buddies was a tough start.
Thunder Buddies was bad, but it was like,
whatever, like, let's see.
Yeah, we weren't, it wasn't every little thing we were parsing. That came later.
Yeah.
And so, no, I think we're being consistent. We are ripping Vrabel. Is everybody ripping Vrabel for that? My guess is no. So I think we're being consistent. He said something I didn't love on the wide receivers. We can get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
But meantime, our pal Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Two quick points. Number one, I don't understand why Rafael Devers isn't smart enough to know that he could go from a great hitter to an amazing hitter by just focusing on that craft, a la J.D. Martinez, a la, obviously, Big Poppy. Second point, I never thought it would happen, but I think Mike Vrabel's influence and leader of men and really just being a defender, I think he brought upon five, maybe six, brand-new starters to that defense. I really believe it. Harold Landry, the big guy Tonga, the nose guard, in case Barmore's not ready. Obviously, Williams. I love, love, love Spillane at backer, and obviously Carlton Davis. Here's my point. We need Josh McDaniels, who can run a great offense, to look at a Tyler Lockett or a Cooper Kupp or even Jacoby Myers, and he needs to do the same pitch that Mike Vrabel did. In my offense, Cooper, okay, you're going to catch 100 balls.
Hang on, Coach. I'm not going to blame McDaniels if they don't sign players on offense. Like, I wonder if he's an impediment in any way.
I don't know. He could very well be making a lot of suggestions.
Yeah.
And then Vrabel's like, yeah, great, another defensive player.
I'm gonna blame Vrabel. I'll give Vrabel credit for all the signings on defense.
Yeah.
But the lack of signings on offense, Vrabel. And I know it's Kraft's money at the end of the day, but Vrabel was obviously able to get Kraft's ear on spending on a player like Milton Williams and overspending, I think, to some degree. I'm happy they did it, but I would still call it an overpay on someone like Carlton Davis. So Vrabel clearly can sway the owner, and maybe the owner gave him a certain budget and he's choosing to use it all on defense. The lack of offensive players, that's also on Vrabel.
No, we'll blame McDaniels for plenty of things, but this isn't one of them, because also they apparently did go after Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin. So if they gotten those two guys, you're like, wow, the offense is a lot better. Now you're cooking with gas. The problem was, based on the available players in free agency, it was difficult to pivot at those positions, because the next tackle down is way down.
Yeah.
The next receiver down, if you eliminate the trades, is way down, right? Because Adams went pretty quickly to the Rams.
Right.
So it was way down. So part of me is saying, rather than saying, like, all right, Mac Hollins is the guy, he's like, no, spend real money on Davis and Williams, which weren't maybe a priority at the start of it, but at least you're bringing in good, free, like, top 10, top 15 free agents.
Agreed. Two other points from his call. One on the Red Sox, one on the Patriots.
Yep.
We'll the Patriots one first. When he says they might have five or six new starters on defense, let's give it to him. They might have five or six new starters. Is that a commentary on the state of the roster, or is that a commentary on how good free agency was? Like in other words, well, yeah, they needed a ton of new starters because the team sucked.
Yeah, the team was pretty bad.
You might have new starters. Great, that sounds good. But in reality, okay, so you just signed starting level players on your defense? That's not that great.
I feel like they might have four.
Okay.
Right, Milton Williams, Harold Landry, Robert Spillane, Carlton Davis. Am I missing somebody?
He said Tonga.
Nah, well, he said if Barmore can't
play,
though.
And I'm sorry, Moses is on offense, too. Well, yeah, so let's give him four.
I think four, but that's not bad. And those guys would start anywhere.
Okay, but now you're like, it's like league average starters at a bunch of spots. That's what you got.
I mean,
it's not
you
like
could,
you got.
No.
You said it earlier, Keith. They didn't sign one. Landry has been to a Pro Bowl, but sitting there on the dais yesterday,
no
four
Pro
players,
Bowls.
No combined Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
So you got
a start, Pro Bowl in the bunch.
You got started level players, and that is good. You did not have starting level players up and down your roster. You need those guys.
Yeah.
But okay, you got better. How much better are you when you have just league average starters out there at a bunch of spots?
Well, you're starting with a 4-win team that was 30th on offense, and what did we say, 22nd on defense?
So
there's a lot of room for improvement. There was pretty much any position that you signed, you'd be like, all right, that guy should step in and start. The only position that was literally blocked was quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You have a quarterback, because you could play a ton of corners. So like every position you could add guys to. And so, all right, they've started to do it on defense. It means they're better, but what is that, 22nd to 20th? Like how much better? That's what we got
to
see.
To his point on Devers, I don't get why Devers is so dug in on wanting to play third base either. Has he just been told for so long, like because of his body type, that he can't play it, and he's resistant to moving DH, and he feels it's like embarrassing to play DH? Like, it's just...
So it's got
to
be a pride thing, because this would have been... Had he not signed his contract yet, you could point to that and say he feels like he'll get more money as a third baseman
100%.
Than as a DH. 100%. But he's already signed the
deal. If he hadn't signed, I would get it.
So I think it's got to be a pride thing. It's just like, hey, I'm a third baseman, and if I stop playing third base, I want it to be my decision, not your decision. And if you're telling me that I'm no longer a third baseman, like, that is... I guess in his mind, very insulting, but he's getting every penny, and they still want him to hit, which is far and away his best skill set.
That should be the pitch.
Yeah,
you're getting your money either way. you're going to stay healthier at DH. You're going to put up better numbers at DH.
But also this franchise, and like the caller brought up JD Martinez, who did, he burned hot when he was here. He was a great DH, part of a World Series winning team. David Ortiz, obviously one of the greatest players in franchise history, was a DH. This market doesn't look at a DH as like a less than player. They look at it as like, that's a valuable piece.
We when Buster Olney was going through all his positional rankings, like the best DHs in the sport. I mean, Shohei is obviously different.
Yeah, but there are some studs now.
But Shohei last year was just a DH. Yordan Alvarez. Like even, we loved Schwarber when he was here. And so I don't think the market, specifically, to your point, Keith, Boston, is going to judge a guy who's just a DH if he mashes. And I think in general, like, there's some highly paid, well-compensated, highly thought-of DH-only players, starting with maybe the best player in the sport, Shohei Ohtani, last year.
Yeah.
So I don't get the hesitance, but clearly there's hesitance there to the point where he considered demanding a trade, according to Sean McAdam. We'll get back to that coming up. Meanwhile, I want to hear from Mike Vrabel yesterday. A lot of us want a wide receiver. How are they going to get it? We don't know. I was not inspired by this answer from Mike Vrabel yesterday.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sophie.
I was just curious. There were the reports about you guys going after Chris Godwin. Obviously, he re-signed with Tampa Bay. I'm curious what your thoughts are or what your plan is at the wide receiver position and how you plan to address that, whether it's free agency or the draft.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of the other players other than the ones that are right here and the ones that are currently on our football team. We'll continue to target. Matt Collins will be in here tomorrow. He's a wide receiver, you know, but we'll continue to look at the wide receiver position as it relates through free agency, explore every option with other teams, and potentially, you know, then we'll get to the point where we're looking in the draft. And there's just a lot of time. And I know that everybody's like, it's over at free agency. It's never over.
Okay. It's kind of over. Like, I get what he's saying. We're going to add guys in the draft. There are still free agents out there to be signed. You can always make a trade.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Like, I do get it, but pretty much all the best guys in free agency got snapped up on day one.
Oh, they're
and
gone.
Now it's Friday.
Guys, we got Matt Collins.
So, like, it's kind of over.
Guys, we do have Matt Collins. Like, that's not going to do it for anybody. And there's been a bunch of guys that have already changed teams. So, Devontae Adams, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin didn't change teams, but he re-upped. So, those are four great players that are gone. Cooper Kupp, it doesn't seem like you're going to get him. So there's five now.
And so let's say
where are you turning to?
Okay, let's say they trade for A.J. Brown. Text line just sent that. Okay, well then we'll say we're wrong.
I would love
it. We were wrong. Yeah, you got A.J. Brown. Good for you. Let's say they trade for Ayuk or somebody like that. T. Higgins gets pissed at the Bengals and they trade. Okay, fine.
So I'm with them. Trades are never really dead.
What's the likelihood all those guys are moving?
No, not
and
great.
And if they move, based on the way the Patriots have acted this offseason, what's the likelihood they're the ones that get them? So, like, I don't know. I'm done giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's what free agency was for.
So now you get into the draft, which he also had said previously that they want to do enough work in free agency where they're not drafting for need. But
Bingo.
Right now they're drafting for need
Bingo.
At two massive spots.
Okay, but good point by you, Keith. We should throw that in his face.
Yeah.
What Vrabel said they were going to do in free agency is they were going to fill all their needs and let the draft come to them. Now he goes, well, this is just free agency. That's only one step.
Yeah.
Inconsistent. If you were going to fill all your needs in free agency, you have no wide receivers. You have no left tackle. You're not going to let the draft come to you in that scenario. So good point by you.
Yeah, you can only get one of those guys at number four. And again, that's a little bit risky, but last year, you know what? You needed a quarterback, drafted a quarterback, you have the quarterback. So like that can happen, but it can only happen with one, right? So like if they took care of either or, it's not the perfect plan, but it's the number four pick that should be a starter right off the rip, and then maybe you kind of go from there. But right now with two glaring holes, that's tough.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Red Sox at 1 o'clock. Patriots will introduce more players they signed in free agency, including Matt Collins. That should be very exciting. Anything comes from that, we'll be sure to pass it along. And we have the week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can review next.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! We gotta go. Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst.
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keith WEEI. In fact, we're just a couple hours away from the 1 week anniversary of the Brad Marchand trade sent to the Florida Panthers. Now, wow. It happened like an hour after we got off the air last Friday. So we had to, sit on the weekend. And then Monday, 10 o'clock, was our first time to react to it. And we did.
Keefe's Beef's first fatality. Keefe wins, flawless victory.
That'd be John Farrell.
Fatality.
Keefe, don't trip during your victory lap today.
Not going to. I'm obviously very humble, Jones. I'm going to take the high road.
Like, yeah, please. If you could.
The only thing I will say, because there were a lot of doubters, including the man Brad Marchand himself, all I will say is this.
But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
That's it. That's short and sweet.
Okay, good.
That's all I'm going to say.
So if you had a statement, that's it. Okay, good. Can we print that up on like company letterhead? Get like an actual official statement from hashtag Team Keefe. Could we
that's
do that?
It.
I would like to see.
Scoops remains undefeated.
I also like this one. And this is the text line saying this. I wouldn't go here.
Not you.
Mm-mm. This is not me.
Go ahead. Text line.
Of course, no Boston media member knew any of the Bruins trades.
No. Oh God, crickets.
They are all useless.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad point.
You're not wrong.
When it comes to the Bruins beat, there was a lot of phone refreshing going on Friday while they were waiting for details. Right. Like, did anybody get? We were waiting for hours,
which we also could do
for details about the Marchand trade and details about the Carlo trade. And these guys are all sitting around refreshing their phones at Warrior.
I did really enjoy Twitter's down, but I believe again, a friend of the show, Andrew Raycroft, he had a couple of really good breakdowns of the Marchand trade and the Carlo trade.
Yeah, I think it was the same breakdown.
He retweeted it and wrote, "Oh, mama." So he was actually on. Speaking of, Razor was on yesterday with WEEI Afternoons, so he was able to add some insight, maybe kind of flesh out the "Oh, mama."
Yeah,
I guess it was kind of a spicy interview.
Well, I think there was a bit of a walk-off,
I think there was a little bit of tension. I don't know. Maybe we'll have that later in the show. Maybe we'll put that in grab bag.
Oh, perhaps in the grab bag. Yes,
we'll put that in the grab bag. Speaking of Twitter, Jones addicted to it, like caffeine in the morning. So on free agency day on Monday, Twitter was like on the fritz. Like it was in and it was out.
It tended to be a rather large news day.
And man, was Jones preoccupied with that.
I personally like that this has an old school feel to it, Keith.
It does.
No Twitter, no social media. So we have news stations on in here, NFL right. Network, ESPN.
Waiting for the paper down by the mailbox.
Literally, yeah. Nick comes in, and it's basically the paper, Keith. He's like,
the paper.
ESPN has a free agency trade tracker.
Watch
I'm like,
it.
Great. Let me go to ESPN.com and log into their stupid trade tracker.
Nick or Billy, have you ever seen Jones this rattled? I've never seen him this upset about anything.
It's so annoying.
The whole break, it's so
annoying.
Twitter's down. Can you believe Twitter's down?
Free agency started.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll find it.
Annoying.
Look how mad he is. He's never been this mad.
He's like, watch a TV.
Yeah.
Go to an article.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not clicking on that.
I don't want to do that.
How old is that? I have to get
ESPN Plus for this?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Do we still have a fax machine in the stupid building?
Bundle.
Is there a fax machine down the hall? We can get all the faxes on the updates?
There might be. Do we ever get a reason for why Twitter was on the fritz?
Well, Musk claimed that there was a hack in the area of Ukraine. Which, you know, is in the area of Ukraine, Russia.
Yeah.
But okay, so he's saying that, like, that was his claim. I have no idea if we got an official answer.
We have all our best people on it.
Yeah. No, it's in the area of Ukraine.
It's back, though.
Okay.
It's back.
Sure.
Tom E. Tuesday, Kern joined us and tried to throw this one at us. And now we have something to keep our eyes on all season, quarterback related.
Nice.
And I think that Drake May would be about their only pro. He's probably, he's better. Certainly trends better than Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he's better than Baker Mayfield.
No, he's not.
But what else?
Not right now.
Would you rather play with Baker Mayfield if you're a wide receiver?
11,
in 2 years, maybe he could be, or maybe if he has a great year. I think based on just what we saw last year.
Who's going to have a better year this year? Who's going to have a better year? Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Oh, it's on.
Baker Mayfield's not throwing to Mac Hollins and Jalen Polk. So we'll see. Again, I don't know what we graded off of. Simple eye test. Quarterback rating, wins.
Let me tell you.
Touchdowns.
As somebody who has friends that mousetrap him into his bets all the time, when I've said too much and I get mousetrapped into a bet.
Kern said too much.
That is exactly what happened to Kern. I heard that in real time, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that is somebody who said what they didn't want to say and tried to defend themselves by saying, yeah, I'll bet you on that. Do you know how many bets I've lost based on just that kind of logic?
Good
a lot.
Amount.
So that's a loss for Kern,
All right, a couple callers here back-to-back. On Wednesday, we had maybe the inception of calls. It was a caller referring to another call from another show that may or may not have been made by him.
Nick is in Dover. What's up, Nick?
Yesterday, a guy called in, told a good story about Dwight Evans and having a ring of his, and he wandered around.
What show
was
this?
This was the show following yours.
Oh, on WEI.
I think he wanted to make a point.
So not our show. Got it. Okay.
But he wanted to make a point. I think he got cut off because he wanted to say in the end that Dwight Evans had more of a commitment to the Boston Red Sox than maybe Marchand had to the Bruins.
Keith, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
Well, no. I think the point of that call was Dwight Evans wanted to be on the Red Sox more than Brad Marchand wanted to be on the Bruins.
Got it.
And that was somebody else's point on another show that got cut off.
But he liked it.
And I'm starting to realize why that guy got cut off. The texter says, I heard that gentleman, and I'm pretty sure it is the guy talking.
It's the same guy?
The guy being like, the other show took a call, really good call from a guy. It's like, you are the guy.
It's like a Bozo dubbed over situation.
Yeah. Bozo did the dub. It's not a bad idea, though, to start calling all shows and be like, somebody made a great point. Just keep putting yourself
over. They got cut off.
That.
What I think they would have said.
If I could finish their point for you. here's someone who did not get cut off, but had a couple of great points.
Eddie's in New Hampshire on the Pats. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, we didn't like what happened with the Celts game last night. Anyway, remember Vrabel said 3 weeks ago in the Globe, we need talent, right?
Right. Yeah, he said that in the press conference.
In the draft, what he's saying is we need to draft some talent. So who's in charge of drafting the talent?
Who do you think's in charge of drafting the talent, Keith? I think it's pretty clear.
No.
Don't you dare.
No, it's Vrabel.
Don't you dare. Look. I was as fearful as anyone. I think that was a real phone call. I was as fearful as anyone.
That was great.
About
rack 'em.
I thought that guy was electric right off the roof.
Yeah, we didn't like what happened with the Celts game last night. Anyway.
Resign some talent. He's got a little bit of the Schefter thing going on.
Yeah.
Chris Godwin.
Well, Jones, lastly, lost in free agency week in the players that have been brought in by New England, as well as the release of David Andrews. Also, another significant loss. Patriots Friday guest and friend of the show, Dietrich Wise, will not be returning to the New England Patriots as he has signed with the Washington Commanders.
First, I'd like to say we're all frustrated.
I will remember you.
Tough season for everyone. There's a lot of things that have been going on.
Will you remember me?
I do feel like my words were never meant.
Let your life pass you by.
To downplay anybody's passions or standards of the game. My words that I talked to one of the reporters about were misused and construed. It does not downplay how fans feel during the game.
Standing on the edge of something.
I was relaying and protecting Coach Mayo.
So be sure to pour one out for Dietrich Wise tonight as he goes to play with the Commanders.
He will be missed.
Commanders Friday, I guess. Yeah. That'll be good.
We have an opening. Yeah. We have an opening on Friday.
We at least one.
Yeah.
Christian Gonzalez twice.
20 questions with Christian Gonzalez.
We meant to ask you this on Monday, but we got cut off, Christian. What kind of food do you have over the weekend?
I guess you're right. We still have Hunter Henry.
Godchild gone.
Oh,
it'll probably be Henry and Gonzo on Monday. That you can set your watch.
Lock that in.
Friday's been a hot potato spot because it was like Damian Harris, then he was gone. It was like Daron Harmon back in the day, gone.
We lost Van Pelt and Covington.
We lost Van Pelt and Covington.
Still got our guy Springer.
Do you think we get the coordinator series this year?
No. I think that was a one-off, one-year experiment with Gerard Mayo, and that's done.
What do you think the feedback was like? Hey, guys, you want to go on with those two again? No, we don't.
Well, we know Van Pelt.
Springer did.
Yeah, Springer did. Maybe we just talked to Springer. I'd be up for that.
All year.
Yeah.
Chit-chat with him.
Spring dog.
Springer.
He's got good energy.
A Springer dinger.
Yeah. I think that's what we put in for.
Okay.
I mean, I would talk to McDaniels and Williams, but my guess is they'll be like, we're good. So we'll talk to Springer.
I mean, Van Pelt by the end of the year literally was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come on. He was supposed to come on the last week of the year, and he was like,
He led the league in missed interviews. There was like three different ones. Yeah, remember? Don't do it in the bye week.
Right.
It's like everybody else does.
You didn't do it leading up to
the
week
first
one.
First week of the season.
We were supposed to have one week one. Didn't happen.
A bunch,
We were supposed to have one bye week. Didn't happen. We were supposed to have Van Pelt the final week of the year. We got a double dip there with the spring dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, that is a shame.
Nice.
Anyway, that's it for Week in Review.
Okay. Week in Review, a bit of a year-long review there going back to Patriots Friday. But looking forward to...
Yeah, we didn't like what happened with the Celtics game last night. Anyway.
Anywho... let's get back to Rafi Devers.
In the draft, what he's saying is...
A borderline trade request.
We need to draft some talent.
Red Sox are going to need to replace Devers somehow. We'll get to that next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.